Mr. Andy Griever, it's very grateful to be connected to you. Love all the things you have going on, and I'm always grateful to be connected to great people just like yourself. Thanks for being here on Prelusum.
Thank you for having me, Andrew. It's definitely my pleasure.
Perfect. We share the name, which is amazing as well. Can never go wrong with that. But
Yes.
we'll get right into it, my friend. First question for you is, what is your business?
I am a certified public accountant, a CPA, and I have been in the tax world for many years. About 10 years ago, I made my business a little bit more detailed, and I focus on tax problem resolution, or tax controversy is the technical term. And that basically means that I work primarily with business owners, some individuals, on filing late returns, delinquent returns, helping them pay the IRS, for example, the franchise tax board or any state agency, if they owe taxes, helping assist them and provide support during audits, or really trying to fix any type of tax problem that may come up.
What compelled you to start your own business?
I was in the tax world for many years. I started out preparing tax returns for about 10 years. I worked with my father-in-law, who was my mentor, and he started me from the ground up. He had me do everything you can imagine, the grunt work, making copies, but it developed a foundational passion, if you will, for taxes. I decided about 12 years ago to focus on the problem resolution because I found that a lot of my traditional clients, when they had a tax problem, I was not really able to help them, and I couldn't find a forum or a reputable company to help them. So one particular instance was a doctor who came to me who owed six figures to the IRS. And he had hired one of those 1-800 numbers you hear about on the radio. He had paid them a hefty retainer, and they ended up calling me to get all of the work done. So I thought to myself, I think there's got to be a better way to handle this. And so I decided about 11 years ago, 12 years ago, when I started the practice, I decided that I really wasn't all that excited about just preparing traditional taxes, but I could be a support vehicle to other CPAs who were like me, who really don't have the time nor desire to help, sit on the phone with the IRS for 2 or 3 hours to try and work out the problems. And I also felt like I needed to provide that personalized support. When you owe money to the IRS, it's a very stressful time. And so I wanted to be there for these clients, someone, they could sit with, someone they could talk to over the phone or nowadays over Zoom, to give them reassurance that I'm here. I'm working with them every step of the way, and we're going to resolve their tax problems. And so I wanted to be more of a boutique firm.
Absolutely. I love what you said about the foundational passion and how you found that. And really, it's like you've come to lead with your best skill. I know you're a talented guy. You can do a lot of things in the CPA world, but really owning and honing in on this skill is really what separated you, right? And it leads me to my next question, Andy.
Yes.
How would you say that you're leading the way in your industry with what you're doing?
Primarily, it's acting more boutique, giving the more personalized service. Instead of someone calling a 1-800 number to handle tax problems, maybe speaking with a salesman, then trying to speak with someone else when the work gets done, I wanted to provide more of a structure. I wanted to provide, that again, that personalized service that I'm here not just to help them out of the mess, but to educate them. So that they don't get into problems again and to not come back to me again. So I really focus on client service. I really want the client to be happy, to learn something, and just be a beacon of support for their businesses.
Who would you say are your ideal clients, or who are you typically working with?
The good news about tax problem resolution, if there is any good news, is that when it comes to collections, when it comes to delinquencies, the procedures are basically the same across the board. So what's nice is that I've been able to work with almost every type of industry that's out there. I've been able to, focus on specific industries, help and provide guidance. Unlike tax law, tax returns, every business is different. You might have a manufacturer, you might have a service provider, but when it comes to resolving problems, as I said, the basic structure, the protocols are the same. So I like working with almost any type of client, almost any business industry, any individual that has these types of problems, would be ideal for me.
What is the ideal conversation you'd be looking to start with clients?
Most clients will come to me scared, you know, worried, thinking that they're the worst human on earth because they've fallen behind on their taxes, whether they haven't filed or whether they haven't paid. And so they'll come to me saying, you know, what do I do? I'm the worst person. And the first thing I will say to them in the conversation is, you're not alone. There are quite a few business owners and quite a few individuals who have tax problems. This is what I do full time. So you're not alone. You know, we all juggle a million balls at once. We can't, you know, we can't keep them all going at the same time. So my ideal conversation is I calm them down. We discuss the situation and then I will let them know, look, once we fix this problem, and it could take, you know, a lengthy period of time, I also want to educate you so that you do not fall out of compliance again and you don't have to deal with this again. So I usually start my conversations in that manner. And, you know, again, everything is private. You know, I don't, you know, we have an obligation. We don't talk about it. And I don't judge because, again, I have seen many, many clients in this type of situation. And I heard a statistic once about 14 years ago when I started, almost every single person will have a tax problem in their life, whether it be an audit, whether you forgot to pay, whether you forgot to file, every single taxpayer at one point or another will have a tax problem. And so it's funny because I've seen quite a few do that.
Last one for us here, Andy. Who would you say are your ideal collaborators and referral partners, people that can lead you to those specific clients?
In a nutshell, anyone who advises or touches business owners, that primarily consists of other CPAs. We have a really good collaboration because when I finish with the client, I will need a good CPA to take over their account and make sure they don't fall into compliance. And conversely, they'll refer clients to me because, as I mentioned earlier, they don't want to be on the phone with the IRS for 2 hours. Attorneys, business attorneys, family law, estate and trust planning attorneys, those are also good. Bankers, financial advisors. Again, anyone who is privy, who acts as an advisor and is privy to this type of information, their client might come to them and say, you know what, I don't know what to do. My bank account just got drained by the IRS. I have no idea how to resolve it. I've had bankers or mortgage brokers call me and say, hey, we have a client who's trying to apply for a mortgage, but he has a tax lien filed. And so he can't, you know, obtain that approval. Can you help me out? So in a nutshell, fellow advisors, professional service providers, again, who has a hand in helping someone with a business or even, you know, on an individual level.